Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We need heroes. Everybody celebrates them. I mean, people who don't even know God know heroes. And when you step up as a believer and you are there for them, when I think about the Olympians that are standing up and doing what's right and being a hero for our country, and they immediately tell them about their hero. The Christian Olympians are going and they talk about how, you know, Jesus is their hero.
That's right.
Because ultimately, if we'll stand up as meeting a need at that one moment, that gives us an opportunity. As they look to us, we can either take that glory or we could say, you know what? Let me tell you about my hero, because I never would have lived my life for you if it wasn't for him dying for me. But since he died for me and gave his life for me, you know, who am I not to give my life for you? Greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friend. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
I just encourage, be a hero. Quit watching movies about him and just be one.
That's right.
You know, be a Tim Tebow. You know, be a Jeremy Lin. You know, be... You know, this Olympian, Gabby, right?
Yeah, Gabby Giffords, R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey. You know, be, you know, the next Reverend Billy Graham. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at three stories right now on the VFN Torch, and there's a wonderful story. You can get to it, you know, in the top three today. You'll be able to see that there. But it's a story where Reverend Billy Graham is his letter as of a heartache called, he calls it Deceived, talking about America. And he's sharing about his life. We have a video of it. And you can hear him as he's talking to Greta and doing an interview here. But he talks about in this interview about what what would you tell ministers? What would you say to them? And and it's a powerful segment that reminds us that Billy Graham is a hero.
Yeah.
And we need to go back and listen to his words. Mm-hmm. Listen to his words where
he's talking to Greta. And he's asking, you know, Greta asks him, she says, you know, what type of advice would you give young preachers today? And he says, he says, I would have spoken at less places or conferences, but I would have spent more time with God and in prayer.
Yeah, listen up. Listen, this is him talking right here to Greta.
Listen, she asked him a really important question here that I think is important for all of us to get. Listen to some of the wisdom from Billy Graham.
If you have any advice for young preachers today, what's the advice?
Listen.
Spend more time in study and prayer. That's the secret of successful evangelism. If you neglect that, you've neglected the very heart of God's call to you.
Oh, my goodness. Billy Graham.
That's right.
Billy Graham.
What do you think about that? You think about that. I'm sorry, just something caught me by humor. The that you can see this on the VFN Torch. You can go there and listen right now and listen to the entire segment there by just going to the upper right hand corner and type in, you know, Billy Graham, but we'll also make it available the top three stories for today. You know, it'll be the 19th of the month, and you'll see it there, and you'll have a link to get to the story. You wouldn't have to search for it. You can find it right there and find it on your app as well. But this is just an awesome thing that we have available for you on the VFN Torch. You get to it at VFNTV.com. Another is, so you think you're good. You really think you're good. I mean, this is so important. If you're not, until you break out of the good trap, you're not going to be able to be used by God, because you're thinking that you're not good enough to be used. People are telling you, people who think they're good are telling you you're not good enough. You need to be gooder. and not realizing that only God is good, and the goodness that comes out of your life is God, and that he can do all the things that he expects from you through you when you surrender your life to him and abide with him. You can find out, it's called good. It's just plain called. So you really think you're good. And this is a huge revelation. You just got to get in touch with the reality that, you know, Jesus said when they said, good teacher, who are you calling good? And we need heroes, and we're not going to have heroes unless you get this, because people would say, I'm not good enough to be a hero. Who am I to give you oxygen when you're suffocating?
Right.
You're somebody that's got oxygen. Give me some oxygen.
Right.
You know, and it's just powerful. So you can get that, you know, by typing in, so you really think you are good, up in the upper right-hand corner as well. And finally, fathers matter. This is so important. Remember, we were talking about, you know, how significant, you know, fathers are. They're so significant that the enemy has an all-out attack against them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in there, you can, it has a link in this particular article in the Torch, the VFN Torch, that has the state of the family, the actual statistics that tell us, you know, what the state of the family is like. And and one of the things is, once that father's absent, you know, that's why, you know, it's so funny. Somebody says, you know, this father is going to leave his wife and kids. And he says, because it was probably really rough for him and he's going through lots of stress and stuff, and vice versa for the wife as well. And so they justify this. They say, listen, we've worked out custody. We worked out visitation. We worked out how we're going to handle things. And it's like, is this the same people that couldn't even work out what you're having for dinner? And you're, it really is, you're just talking about a whole bunch of stuff that justifies your ability or your reason why you're abandoning me. You understand that no matter how you justify it as adults, the kids see it. You may be leaving mama and you may be leaving dad, but the truth is you're leaving me. And quite often they say, what have I done wrong? And then all of a sudden their perception of God is, God's not loyal. You know, God's not going to stick with me. God does. I got to do this performance acceptance syndrome type thing. You got to get us. Fathers matter. It's where, you know, Pat and John are talking about, you know, we have a lot of history of first of all, being fathers, but also spiritual fathers, and also, you know, going into the fatherless in our community and working with them for so long and watching their tears. Our shirts have not, all of our shirts been filled with the tears of the fatherless. I mean, just saturated and soaked. And fatherless are coming all ages. And fathers matter. There's 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers. And there's nothing more irritating than to be around 10,000 teachers with no fathers. All they're wanting is a mic, a stage, and a piece of a chalk or a whiteboard marker, is like, or a PowerPoint. Give me the mic. I want to sing. It's like, sit down, shut up, bear fruit. You know, and it's like, come on. You know, we need fathers. I mean, you get around a father, you just feel peaceful. You ever, you know, nobody's going to be whack because, you know, daddy going to say something about it.
That's right.
You know, and then you can know and you can trust words from a spiritual father or mother because they're going to be honest with you. And so when they're saying things that are positive about you, if they were truthful with you about other things, you can hold on and bank on those words to be true.
Right.
You know, and that's God. God speaks truth. And it's for, so I want to encourage you, the top three we're talking about in the VFN Torch is the interview with Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham. You can hear the radio segment, but also watch the interview video with Greta on Fox on our on the VFN Torch. Also, Getting Past Good. Listen, we need you out here.
Yeah, right.
You know, we need you in the harvest field. We need
That's right.
So leave your goodness behind. Begin to allow God's goodness to flow through you. Go to that segment and listen to it. You'll be really encouraged to find out that John's not really that good. Right? Nor am I. And the other is fathers matter. They matter so much, there's a whole strategy coming against the fathers who are reaching out. You can find out more about that at the top three today. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.